The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Discretion has been advised. Discretion has been advised to An Garda Síochána when it comes to enforcing the laws in relation to outdoor drinking, drinking outside pubs and restaurants, which have been encouraged to set out tables and umbrellas and the rest of it to facilitate that, and who it seems now may actually be breaking the law. Discretion being perhaps a way for turning a blind eye to what is going on. We have a number of guests with us. I want to start, though, with Senior Counsel and Licensing Expert Constance Cassidy. Constance, can you fill us in, please? What actually is the law in relation to people drinking outdoors in Ireland? Because people are very confused as to what is allowed and what isn't.
Have you 3 hours, Matt, and I'll start, and then I might finish at the end of the 3 hours. I'll tell you what the law is. It's very clear and it's very straightforward. I'm very pleased to see that after all the, radio coverage by persons who are involved in the hospitality industry, and in particular, Adrian Cribben, and also the Justice Minister, and indeed representatives of the Garda Síochána, I'm very pleased that there's a bit of sense, common sense being brought to the situation, and that the Garda Commissioner has now come out saying quite seriously that if it is a case that a licensee conducts himself in a responsible manner, that there is no question, but that they'd be treated in any way other than, you know, in a proper way, and that people need not have a concern. The Minister for Justice has used the word discretion herself, as indeed has the Garda Commissioner. The law, in my view, is, and I've said it before, that from a licensing perspective, the sale of alcohol, or the consumption of alcohol, I should say, in public places outside a public house, a licensed premises with a bar, is not illegal. So the only way in which it can be turned into an illegal act, in my view, is if there is a breach of a bylaw. So in other words, if there's a bylaw against the consumption of alcohol in a public place, then a breach of that, obviously, is an offence which is committed by the patron outside.
Sorry, Constance, could you explain to people, what exactly is a bylaw? I mean, who is that part of legislation, or who sets it and who's responsible for enforcing it?
I'll tell you. So at the moment, I think one of the areas of confusion, or the confusion has arisen because there are three regimes which are regulating us. Are regulating this particular issue. And the first is COVID, the Health Act, and the concern that the obviously the concern that the Gardaí have that everybody is complying with the COVID regulations. The second then is the licensing law, and I've made it clear to you there that outside drinking does not of itself breach any licensing law. The final thing then is local authority law. Now, local authority law says that if you have a local authority who passes a bylaw in a country area, but more usually in a town or in a city, the local authority are charged with, regulating conduct in public places, and in particular drinking in public places. So there are certain areas in the country, in the country Ireland, particularly in towns and cities, where the local authority has passed bylaws saying no consumption of alcohol in a public place. So I suppose the bottom line is this: from a licensing perspective, no offence is created if there's drinking outside. However, if there is a bylaw in force whereby a county council or a corporation or a city council have said there you cannot have people drinking in a public place, that then becomes an issue. However, I think that the Garda Commissioner and indeed the Minister for Justice, they have seen that this could actually put a stop to what the government wants. So the government at this stage wants, that is encouraging and insisting on drinking outside. Responsible publicans, and I think all publicans have tried, insofar as they can, to comply with COVID. They've gone to great cost, great lengths to ensure compliance with COVID, and also to ensure that they can comply with the requirements of the government as to drinking outside. So I think I wouldn't say it's a storm in a teacup. What I would say, however, that there has been an element of confusion. So,
but Constance, there is one thing I think a lot of people still remain confused by. You talked about the local authority bylaws. A lot of people don't know in whatever town or city or village they live in, what the actual law might be. Because we had situations whereby I was with friends a few weeks ago, a pub in Dublin near where I live,
and name we were told, the pub. "Come on, Matt,
well,
Matt,
I won't name the pub, but I just say in the Rathmines area of Dublin." And when my friends were served their pints, they were told, "Go 100 meters away to drink them, so we won't get in trouble."
And now the same pub
is selling pints out the door and everyone's milling around the place.
No, that's a different thing, Matt. What that is a provision in either the 2003 or the 2008 Act. And I think that provision is actually aimed at off-licences. That provision says that if a licensee sells alcohol in a closed container, that an offence will be committed if people are consuming the alcohol in a closed container. And I think that really is aimed at off licences, selling shoulders or naggins or whatever kids call alcohol in smaller bottles. It's just aimed at the facilitation of drinking alcohol in a street outside an off-licence. I think that was the intention of it, although it's not very clear. So that's a different thing.
But it was just a pint, Constance. There was pints of uncovered alcohol. It wasn't like out of a bottle or anything.
Well, that's wrong again.
Okay.
That's a confusion. Well, that's a confusion.
Well, actually, this is where I'd say, Padraig Cribben, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, can you clarify the confusion that a lot of people have as to when is it all right to drink outside a pub and when is it not?
Well, I think Constance has cleared that pretty succinctly there. The strange thing is that when we looked for last week some clarity as to what laws were allegedly being breached in Galway, we were told, and we looked very specifically, Act and Section, and the answer we got, well, we have it on good advice that the law has been broken. Nothing about bylaws, and today bylaws are quite big. Now, we anticipated, because we were hearing straws in the wind, if you can hear straws in the wind, about 12 days ago. And I wrote to the minister 10 days ago, and I said, look, there are issues in some areas where Gardaí have a different interpretation. And I said, please, 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 will you get this sorted, either by way of statutory instrument, if necessary, because what we don't want is we don't want a confrontation to arise and then everybody gets into entrenched positions. And thankfully, at this stage, it looks like as if some level of sanity has been brought to bear and that the issue will be resolved. But
But has it been resolved correctly? Because, you know, discretion means that Gardaí can decide one way or the other as to whether they're happy with the way that a pub or restaurant is allowing people to consume drink outside. And as we've been hearing, this big outdoor summer that we're all supposed to have, we've had lots of pubs and restaurants have invested considerably in chairs and in tables and in umbrellas and the rest of it, and fencing to try and make things good for their customers. And yet they're at the risk that if a Garda doesn't like them, they might be shut down.
Well, not alone have the publicans themselves invested, but they have been incentivized to invest by government, number one, and local authorities, some of whom have these bylaws in place, have put together, not alone have they extended Section 254 licenses, which is the license that allows people to have an outdoor area in the public thoroughfare, but they've also put, you know, they've gone to the rounds of pedestrianizing streets, etc. So I don't think it'd be down to the whim, because the Gardaí, at the end of the day, always have the power of discretion. And I'm not just talking about licensing law. I'm talking about any law that have the power of discretion and the four E's that they talk about. So I would be hopeful that, you know, we're looking at a scenario where this is going to, you know, be prevalent right across the summer, not just until the 5th of July when indoor drinking and dining can resume. But, you know, there will be people who will want to, both from a customer point of view, want to stay outside, and from a publican's point of view, provide the service outside. So I'm hopeful. And the minister has said today that if there are issues, she will deal with them by way of legislation if necessary.
Okay, Shane in Galway says, Spanish Arch in Galway is an area constantly wrecked by people drinking outside. Even though a bylaw is in place banning outside drinking, the guards do not police it. But now they're trying to police the pubs that are trying to do the right thing going by government guidelines. This is bonkers stuff. Indeed it is. Constance Cassidy, as a barrister, a lot of people are wanting to know where they can see the bylaws, where they can find out whether it is possible to drink or not in public places depending on where they live. Does such a list exist?
Now, I suppose if you're in the county of Dublin or the city of Dublin, or if you're in other towns or cities, you just get on to your local county councillor and he'll tell you or she'll tell you, and that's it. But there are bylaws in existence, and it is conceivable, Matt and Pádraig, it is conceivable that the local authorities may bite the bullet and say, look, in order to get the economy back on its feet again, we may temporarily rescind bylaws. And that's, I suppose, a matter for another day. But I think Pádraig, summarised it very correctly. And I also feel there that the, both the Garda Commissioner and the Minister for Justice, they've taken the view, and I think they probably have accepted that, insofar as licensing law is concerned, that isn't an issue. However, I do think that discretion does come into play for the Gardaí, if it is a case that there is maybe a public disorder or drunkenness. And of course they have a discretion, as Pádraig said there, of course they have a discretion in relation to that. Insofar as the breach of licensing is concerned, I think that's probably been put to bed, and I think discretion is looked at in the light of perhaps disorder and drunkenness.
Stay with us, Constance, because I think you might have something that you can add to our next guest's comments. Frank Rainey, our Today FM courts correspondent, was at the courts today where there was an action been taken by the restaurants who still can't open their indoor dining facilities despite the fact that the hotels can do so. What happened at that, Frank?
Well, it's been adjourned essentially, Matt. Today was an application by Senator Michael McDougall, who was representing the Restaurant Association of Ireland and three restaurants in this action, including Boxty House in Temple Bar in Dublin, Esquire's Coffee in Galway, and a Limerick-based company called Sarsfield Taverns Limited. Basically, he is seeking permission to bring a judicial review challenging the regulations which essentially made that distinction between hotels and guest houses and regular restaurants. As you well know, hotels and guest houses have been allowed to serve indoor guests since the start of this month. Restaurants have been allowed to serve customers outdoors since the bank holiday Monday. And indoor dining is due to resume in restaurants on July 5th, all going according to plan. But Senator McDougall, on behalf of his clients, claims that the distinction in the law, which created that what he claims is discrimination between the hotels, guest houses and the restaurants, he described it, the regulations, as irrational, lacking any clear reasoning. Adrian Cummins, who is the chief executive of the Restaurants Association, sworn an affidavit on behalf of the association. He said his members have been greatly disadvantaged, particularly the ones who don't have the ability to serve their customers outdoors. And I suppose the core of the argument being put forward is that the Minister for Health, in signing the regulations, is acting ultra vires or beyond his powers. And Mr. McDougall claimed that they were discriminatory, said there was no explanation given in the regulations for the distinction. This was ex parte, only one side was represented today. Again, it was just an application to have the action heard in the first instance, but the clock is against them. Because,
yeah, sorry, when is the action going to be heard?
You see, that's the thing. The clock is against them in the sense that come July 5th, this should no longer be a problem. All going according to plan, restaurants will hopefully be able to put some bums on seats indoors. This will not be heard before then. And that was a comment made by the judge. But Mr. McDougall said it didn't really matter. They still want their arguments heard. They want their voices heard. But more importantly, they want some court protection in the event that restrictions are introduced again further down the line. That's why they still want to challenge the legality of the regulations.
Ah, well, that explains that. Let me just finish that, Constance Cassidy, because it does seem a bit bizarre that an issue that we've been talking about for weeks, whether it's fair to restaurants that they can't have indoor dining while hotel restaurants can, only gets heard on a legal basis after it becomes a moot point.
Well, you see, I think what Michael McDougall is doing there is he wants to make it clear, and he wants a decision from the court that the particular discrimination against his clients that Mr. McDougall's clients are unlawful. So what the judge, in fact, in a very sensible way, I think, is he is asking the minister to explain why what effectively seems on the face of it to be that similar services are treated differently, which I think is an excellent thing to do, because the court is taking the matter extremely seriously, acknowledging that it probably is not going to be heard in a timely manner or in a sufficient timely manner, but also I think acknowledging that the Restaurant Association have a point. So what he's asking the minister to do is to please set out your reasons, please explain. However, unfortunately, it is not going to speed up the reopening of indoor dining, as the court cannot hear the case before that time.
Constance Cassidy, Padraig Cribben, Frank Rainey, our TFM Courts correspondent, thank you all for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.